Good, huh? And welcome to a very special Hunnic Outcast Memorial Day special. Joined by me by the Hunnic Outcast number one fan, Albert, as we're going to be discussing one of the most controversial Warner Brothers cartoons that were never meant for civilian eyes, Private Snafu. Not only were these cartoons not meant for civilians, they're not meant for anyone, I would say, under the age of 18, maybe less. As usual, listener discretion is advised. Dismissed!
Sales group. Need a podcast? We've got so many, we're giving them away. That's right, folks, we're giving them away for free with zero down, zero due at signing, and you can earn 0% for life. When you come on board, Pitchbound Network will give you a podcast. Need that pesky RSS feed for compatible with iTunes and Stitcher radio problems? Not a problem. Need a place to store your podcast for the listeners to stream? No problem. Need an email address? No problem. But wait, there's more. Bad credit, no credit, no problem. The TBN is giving everything away for free. Everything must go. Contact the TBN now to get your own podcast for free. Some restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See TangentBoundNetwork.com for details. Side effects may include nausea, upset stomach, and in some rare cases, death from excessive laughter. The podcast you're listening to is probably not held responsible for the content of this message.
So Private Snafu is probably the most interesting of cartoons. I mean, just to let you know, we had to search to the bottom of the barrel of what we could talk about during World War II that hasn't already been discussed. Now, I've been to the Holocaust Museum, and I've seen a lot of interesting Nazi literature, but this is probably the most bizarre piece of World War II history than these controversial World War II cartoons. They were directed by Chuck Jones, of course, famous cartoonist. Theodore Geisel, as we know, wrote a number of these episodes. Now, Theodore Geisel, of course, is best known as Dr. Seuss, and eventually Mel Blanc would voice Snafu. And if you look at Snafu, he looks and sounds a little bit like Bugs Bunny, and which, by the way, Bugs Bunny did have a cameo in this series. The episodes were about 4 to 5 minutes apiece. They were very short. And also, they were drawn a little bit differently for soldiers of World War II because these were not supposed to be meant for civilians. So, women were a little bit... They were shapely. They were more curvaceous. And also, the words hell and damn were used during this cartoon. So, this was mainly just to tell officers what not to do while on the field. Snafu was an Ackerman... situations normal, all fucked up. Or in this case, all fouled up. Now, if you go to Wikipedia, you will see an introduction to Snafu. He's not voiced by Mel Blanc. I don't know who voices him in the 2 minute that's on the episode called Coming. It just pretty much tells us what Snafu stands for and what Snafu is going to do if he does anything incorrectly. But there were a total, I believe, of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27 cartoons. Now, there was another set of cartoons that were supposed to be taken where Snafu had a brother in the Navy. I have not been able to get my hands on those cartoons. And, of course, there was the famous Bugs Bunny Nips the Nips cartoon that was just meant for, you know, World War II soldiers and not for civilians. But I seen it It's hard to get my hand. I mean, there are a lot of these cartoons that somehow have found a way through bootleg, or for a while there were people that were selling them on DVD legally. I happened to get a legalized copy of all the Snafu shorts from Tower Records in New York back in 1997. And, of course, you can find most of the cartoons off of YouTube if you really want to watch them. Some are good, some are bad, some of them are really short. They're not meant to entertain civilians. They're pretty much to tell people what not to do during World War II. So I'm not going to discuss all of them. I'm just going to discuss a few episodes. One of them, we had the Gold Brick, that pretty much dealt with Snafu being lazy, that he pretty much got this idea that if he didn't want to be part of basic training, he saw this fairy called Goldie the Gold Brick that would pretty much tell him that to avoid going out during training, to go to the infantry and pretend to be sick, or to just, you know, goof off during basic training. Because of this, Snafu became fat and lazy, and when he was shipped overseas, he was out of shape and was instantly killed by a tank. And it turns out that Goldie the Gold Brick was, you know, this Japanese fairy in disguise. A very offensive Japanese, I might, with the buck teeth and the glasses. You have another episode that was directed by Friz Freleng called Rumors. This was an interesting one. Rumors was where Snafu was on the base, I guess, in Biloxi, Mississippi. I think that's where he was supposed to be stationed, although he's supposed to be from Brooklyn because it's Mel Blanc, and he's voicing Bugs Bunny. He just keeps hearing all these rumors, and the rumors come from literally gas, but because it's a cartoon, the gas clouds are coming to life, and they're talking, and they're pretty much telling Snafu all these rumors about what's happening overseas. So, we also have another episode. We also have another episode with rumors where the gas clouds are pretty much coming to life, puffing up hot air, telling Snafu all these rumors about how Japan and Germany have different secret weapons, and they're going to take over the United States, and this causes Snafu to have a nervous breakdown, in which he ends up going into an insane asylum, because he hears all these rumors. Another famous one, of course, was Booby Traps. That was directed by Bob Clampett. This is where Snafu, it was an over-exaggeration, of course, where Snafu was going through an abandoned German mansion and not paying attention to the booby traps. Now, one of the famous moments in Booby Traps, of course, has the piano that goes dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun, and causes an explosion. Snafu, of course, is able to escape the mansion, but is so tempted to go back and just finish notes on the piano. If you're familiar with Warner Brothers cartoons, you know what's going to happen, and Snafu, of course, dies and goes to heaven. You have another by Friz Freleng called Snafuperman, which had a recurring character known as Technical Fairy First Class that was also voiced by Mel Blanc, and he kind of plays like a Popeye-esque character who, as again, he's a Technical Fairy First Class that grants Snafu any wish that he wants, and one of them is that Snafu wants to be Superman. He figures that if he's Superman, he can win the war. And what he doesn't understand is that he has to study a manual on how to use machines and how to fight the Nazis. He just can't have superpowers. So that's one of the episodes right there. Then, of course, we have the other episode known as Gas, where it teaches Snafu how to, of course, use the gas mask. And it has him, of course, running from poisonous gas that is a living, breathing creature throughout this episode. Bugs Bunny, of course, makes a cameo as he comes out of his Private Snafu's gas mask bag. There are episodes where Snafu dies and goes to heaven. There are episodes where he dies and goes to hell. There are episodes where he is committed to the insane asylum. And, of course, there are episodes where he ends up in a concentration camp. How many episodes have you seen so far of SNAFU?
I haven't seen that cartoon's 30 years. But I remember who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They used to show them on Sundays back in the early 80s.
Oh, and, really?
They kind of, they used to show them, on Sundays. Yeah, on Sundays in the 1980s, they used to show these, like you say, 5-minute cartoons. And they showed that. They also showed, this other cartoon. It's not Mighty Mouse. It's a cat and a mouse. They kind of look like Batman and Robin.
I know what you're talking about. Minute Mouse. Yes, Minute Mouse and yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's the one. Yes, yes. Where the toad talked like Edward G. Robertson.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, Minute Mouse. I remember that.
Yeah, well, a long time ago, but I remember I saw a good episode of that one.
Yes.
Batman and Robin.
Yes, okay. Pretty much with these episodes, apparently they have become public domain. You can find all of them on YouTube and Internet Archive. They've now been distributed legally on commercial DVD sets. Not all the episodes are, you know, shorts, but some of them. And apparently the short Spies is used as a World War II exhibit at the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. I haven't been there as of yet. I'm not too far. I'm only like 2 hours away. But from what I understand, it seems like a good exhibit to go to. It does have some sort of impact on children's literature, because when Theodore Geisel did write a couple of the shorts, and I know which ones he had written, I believe Spies was one of... No, it wasn't Spies. I can't remember offhand which one he was part of. It probably was Spies. But there was one where he just talked in rhyme, and of course this is the one where Theodore Geisel would write. It does state, of course, that Theodore Geisel, Dr. Seuss, Philip Eastman, wrote several children's books after SNAFU, of course, as we know. Dr. Seuss wrote Cat in the Hat and many others. And Phil Beastman, you know, is known for the Dick and Jane books as well. Again, not much else is really to say about these shorts. They're known for their sexism because the women are drawn very shapely. They do show their cleavage. They do show their underwear. There is violence, as I said. It's very controversial to see when SNAFU is captured and taken into a concentration camp. It's nothing too violent per se, but these were more along the lines to do like a Goofus and Gallant type of ordeal, and to do any ordeal to try to boost troop morale, especially during such things as proper sanitation habits, the booby traps, personnel about security, and of course you never can tell when you're on shore leave or, you're on weekend pass, that you really can't say anything about what you learned during basic training to your friends and family members, because you can't tell if somebody outside of the base is a spy or not. So, again, there were several episodes. One of them also, of course, was one called the Chow Hound, where there was a bull that had given his life to feed the troops, and SNAFU apparently was just eating more food than he should have, and just sat around and got fat, and the cow got upset, the bull got upset because SNAFU was more of a chow hound than really, understanding why the cow had given his life to feed the troops. There really isn't much else to say about these episodes. A lot of them, as I said, you can find on YouTube. There's a lot of them you can find, as I said, on the Internet Archive. There is an episode right now, from what I understand. Oh, yes, that's what it was. Okay. In 1946, there was supposed to be a spinoff called Semen Tarfu, or what it stands for, Things Are Really Fucked Up, or Things Are Really Fouled Up. This was supposed to be about SNAFU's brother Tarfu, who's in the Navy. Now, apparently, there is also a cartoon called Three Brothers, where it had SNAFU and it talked about Tarfu, and then there was another brother known as Fubar that was, Nakamura fucked up beyond all recognition. And apparently he was supposed to be a dog trainer. Now, I think that the cartoon was shown to the troops, and I think you can find it on YouTube, but there were never any spinoff between Snafu's other two brothers. I don't know. I think somewhere along the line, if you can find the history of World War II cartoons, you could probably find that one Tarfu episode that, you know, did make its way, but if there is one, that's pretty much it. Other than that, though, since you've seen these cartoons, how would you rate these? Do you think that these cartoons hold up today? Do they have some sort of nostalgia purpose to them? Do they deserve to be in a time capsule?
I think it should be in a time capsule, but also for nostalgia for the men who fought overseas. Well, I remember seeing them in the early 80s, and it was funny. But if it was to be shown now, it wouldn't hold up. I would understand it because I've seen it before.
For me, I would give these like a 3.5 and a 4, only because they are not meant for civilians. They've aged well. They're interesting to collect if you want to collect World War II cartoons, but they're not for the kiddies. After all, Snafu swears they are sexist in a way. Not that I'm saying that's a bad thing, but
yeah, they're... but that's made fun of the Japanese and the Germans.
Yeah, I mean, the way that the Germans are portrayed, of course, as these uptight, you know, who can't speak English. The Japanese, of course, it's easy because they have the big glasses and the buck teeth and the slanted eyes, of course. Again, it's not politically correct. They are well written, though. I will give them that, by Theodore Geisel. I wouldn't expect anything else from him. They are well drawn, and they are well voice acted, so if you can get your hands on them, definitely. Now, I do want to thank all of you for Memorial Day. Again, I want to thank all of you, the troops who've served during World War II. To my grandfather, Albert, of course, to your family who served again. And, again, you know, we have a lot going on now, a reboot with Hunnic Outcasts. Got a brand new co-host as well. Wyatt will somehow come back one day, believe me. We'll find a way. We'll find... I don't know what's happened, but I'm sure... You know, Wyatt will show up, you know. I'm crossing my fingers. But I have Kendra, and Kendra's been awesome, and we've been working on some episodes, and we've kind of rebooted the show a little bit more.
Nice.
Godzilla will be coming back as well, but we're also working on some themed episodes, and we did a vote. Killer Tomatoes or Donnie Darko for you, the listener, and by a landslide, you, the listener, picked Donnie Darko. For kind of like, yeah, so we will be reviewing that in September. Also, Albert and I discussed the From Beyond. Now, unfortunately, due to a virus, I did save the episode, but we're going to be releasing that for Hanukkah now, because it was supposed to be coming out March Madness. Since I finally saved it due to a virus and cleaned it up, I figured since I couldn't save until after March, it's going to be delayed until October, so you can listen to Albert and I discussed From Beyond in, you know, October, as well as Kendra and I will be discussing Blair Witch 1, Blair Witch 2, and maybe Killer Tomatoes will be in there somewhere, as well as Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Thanksgiving, we've got Turkey Day, where we're going to be discussing some of the most bizarre Turkish Star Wars and Rambo. We've got some interesting stuff, and of course for Christmas, we have some horror Christmas-themed episodes, Santa's Sleigh and Rare Exports. So we're looking forward to...
Silent Night might be in it?
We're not going to be discussing all of them. I've watched them. We will discuss Silent Night, Deadly Night 2. I think out of all the Silent Nights that I've watched and listened to, I like the second one the most. I think that one's the smartest one, so I think we'll discuss that one instead. That one's probably the best out of the entire series, and that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Of course, there's Santa's Sleigh, where, you know, Goldberg was a killer Santa Claus. So, yeah, we've got a lot of discuss. Oh, you mean Jack Frost? Yeah. Jack Frost may be discussed this year or next year. as well as the Ginger Dead Man series. We most likely will be... I've been trying to get Wyatt or you or Kendra or somebody to be part of that. But also, I'm going to let you all in on a secret right now, because this is a secret. We will be reviewing and discussing Marvel's Secret Wars. This is because Free Comic Book Day, they started to entice us with a reboot, sort of Secret Wars, where it's going to be the old-school universe versus the new Ultimate Universe. Also, there's a Deadpool comic where he somehow, even though he wasn't created until the 1990s, he somehow found a way to star in the 1984 Secret Wars. So we're going to be discussing that. Attack on Titan. We're going to have a new series right now, Kendra, Edward, and myself, where we're going to be doing anime. And we're going to be discussing a ton of anime. Attack on Titan, of course.
Yeah, but did you see the live action for Attack on Titans? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I've seen the Attack on Titan live action trailer. I'm sure this is going to come to the States somehow. We're going to find a way. Yeah, I know that they, in Universal in Japan, had their Attack on Titan exhibit. I'm sure they're going to find a way to bring it here, because it's coming here. So, we're going to be doing a whole new revamp for you, the listeners, and I want to thank you so much. Got some interviews coming up. I also have another interesting surprise in one of the interviews, if I can discuss it. If not, details will be explained. I cannot say anything to anyone about this until it is revealed, but when it is, I promise I keep my mouth shut. I am really, really, really stoked on this one. So, now, it's not, I wish, but we'll get there. I have spoken to Jimmy Pamelandi about interviewing him. So, in the meantime, Albert, I want to thank you. And I want to, of course, you know, again, happy Memorial Day to all. And to you, Snafu, the world's greatest hero.
Pardon the interruption. I have some news which I believe you will find most interesting.
Would you like to hear the latest in Marvel television, film, video games, and comic books? Are you looking for some ideas on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day? Well, join Mike and Eric on Mighty Marvel Geeks every Saturday night on Sorcerer Radio, and every Sunday on the Weeby Geeks Network, for all things Marvel.
There is a matter that requires your attention.
Mighty Marvel Geeks, assemble!
All wrapped up here, sir. Will there be anything else?